Bless the goddess. I was right. You are waking up. Oh, do not be concerned, sir. You are safe and protected here. Please, get up slowly. Let me explain myself to you. My name is Nyla. I am the head priestess of this temple. Yes, you are in a temple. You are in the great city of Bubastis, the home of the cult of Bastet, our cat-headed goddess. This building is the Grand Temple of Bastet, in fact. I see you've noticed my ears already. They are those of a cat. I also have a tail like one, though that is hard to see under this gown. We are said to be the physical manifestation of our goddess, so it is only natural we would speak for our goddess as her priestess. You look somewhat surprised, sir. Tell me, do they not have people like me where you hail from? I see. Most curious. Of course, you must be wondering how you ended up here. You are lucky a peasant found you unconscious in the desert sand and decided to bring you to us. You owe him your life. I need to know, what are you exactly, sir? You most obviously do not seem to come from this region. Your complexion, equipment, and clothing are unknown to me. You clearly have no knowledge of these surrounding lands. Otherwise, you wouldn't have ended up unconscious in the sand like that. Ah, I see. Adventurers from far-off lands are not the type of people one encounters that often. Yes, we took care of you after you were brought here. Our goddess is the protector of homes and wards off illness. A temple of Bastet will offer an adventurer like you a home and protection. So we took you in, and you seem to have received her blessing as you survived. Though I think your excellent constitution might have helped in the process. Oh, no, sir. I'm not joking. Your body is truly a blessed one. A most enviable physique. A gift? Oh, sir, it is very kind of you to want to thank us like this. But I have no need of gold. We already receive plenty of donations from our devotees. We have no need for some extra coin. You really want to show your gratitude? There is another service you could provide, though. A service to both the temple and our goddess. Manual labor. Another very kind offer, sir. But I think you do not totally understand my intentions. Let me explain the role of our goddess to you, and how you could help in serving both her and the temple as a way to express your gratitude. You see, sir, Bastet is not only the goddess of the home and protector against disease, she is also a goddess of fertility, pregnancy, and childbirth. I can see by your face that you are beginning to understand. Though I am still young, a new generation of priestesses will have to replace me and my sisters inevitably. And what would be more divine replacement than a child conceived in this holy temple by the head priestess and such a potent male as yourself? I am serious, sir. I swear it on the goddess. You seem like a perfect candidate for this. I have no doubt about it. If you really want to show gratitude to Bastet and her temple, show her your devotion through me. Participate with me in this divine fertility ritual. Please. You will. Thank you, sir. You are doing a divine duty today. Your lips feel divine, sir. Now then, walk with me. I will lead you to where we will commence the ritual. The temple complex is quite large and contains many rooms, but when you arrived, I actually prepared a specific room beforehand. I was hoping you would agree to this offer. Here we are. Yes, this room has the largest bed available in the temple, as well as all the requirements for the ritual. You can remove your clothes now and place them in this basket. Don't be shy, sir. I shall remove my gown shortly. Oh, my. You are blessed in more ways than one. You look delightful. Let me remove this gown with a simple pull of this cord and show you my body. You seem impressed. I am a priestess of fertility, after all. My full hips and breasts can attune to that. They are round and full, and perfect for bearing a child. Your child. Let me light the sacred incense. It's a divine smell, will heighten our desire and bring us closer to the gods. Ah, so good, don't you think? I'll just let this burn. Let it fill the room with its smell. And as a last preparation, I will anoint us both in these sacred perfumed oils. And then we are ready to commence the ritual. Let me begin with myself, making sure every part of my body is smooth and slick. Starting at my breasts and arms, rubbing the oil into them, making them glisten in the light of the fires. It smells absolutely divine. You like how they look? Let me continue downwards, down my back, and rubbing it into my full hips and behind. And making sure to not miss my flower. Oh, it's already wet for you, sir. I can't help it. Now for my legs and feet. All done. Ah, by the gods, this smells divine. Yes, sir. Just stand there for me, and I will rub the oil into your skin. First, your chest and arms. They feel so nice on my hands. So hard. Let me make sure the oil is really rubbed in. Can't forget a single spot. Turn around for me. I'll work it into your back next. You feel so good under my hands, sir. It gets hard for me to contain myself. Let me get a little lower and work it into your legs and feet. Now there is only one area left. Turn around for me, sir. Oh, it's so hard for me already. Let me make sure your manhood is also properly anointed. It would be a sin to not properly do so. Let me grasp it firmly and move up and down like this. It's okay. You can kiss and touch me wherever and however you like. I want us to become one for this ritual. I only require you to spill your seed inside of my womb. The goddess does not judge how we reach that point. You can be as rough or as soft as you desire. Your hand on my slick flower. Oh, sir. The kisses on my neck. Oh, while your fingers rub me. Oh, please don't stop. You're so hard in my hands. Are you enjoying my soft touch? I'm certainly enjoying your touch. Your hands are so rough, but yet so delicate at the same time. Oh yes, that spot right there. Oh, when you rub it like that, oh, you make me quiver. Tell me, traveler, how long has it been since you've relieved yourself? Since you spilled your seed? You must have been quite busy. Oh, you poor man. Let's finally relieve you today, under the eye of the gods. Oh. I must confess, ever since you arrived, I stopped touching myself in the hopes it would be you who would give me my much desired release as well. And I'm so wet for you, as you can feel. Your hand scratching right above the base of my tail. Oh, that's such a sensitive spot, sir. Oh, you're driving me wild, sir. Oh, your touch is driving me mad. I need you inside of me. Let me lean forward against this pillar and spread my legs for you. Oh, my flower is glistening and wet for you, sir. The head of your manhood sliding up and down the lips. Oh, it feels divine. Oh, please, sir. Grab my hips and slide it in. I can't wait any longer. Oh, by the gods. Oh, so good. Please, sir. Oh, going all the way. It fits so perfectly. Oh, I can't believe it fits so well inside of me. Your hands running over my back and hips. Oh, your touch feels amazing. Oh, please, sir. I'll start pounding me. I need it. That's it. Get a good grip on my hips and slam yourself inside me. Oh, like that. Oh, by the gods, that feels good. Don't stop. Do you like how I feel around your manhood? Oh, tight and wet. Oh, and slick. You grabbed my tail. Oh, sir, pull it. Pull me onto you. By the goddess, be rough with me. Sent you to me. Oh, I know it. Oh, please don't stop pounding me. can feel your balls slapping into me. Oh, they're so full. Oh, 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 so potent. Oh, so virile. Oh, 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 this ritual already feels like a success. Oh, oh, please. Oh, pull out for me, sir. I want to change it up. Oh, oh. By the gods, it feels so good when you slowly pull out like that. Oh, please get on the bed for me. I want to put my mouth on it right now. So good. I can taste the both of us on your manhood. I want to be all over it. Oh, slide my lips up and down along the shaft like this. Get it really wet and slick. Tastes amazing. So hard in my mouth, throbbing and twitching. Maybe it's the incense or the oils. Oh, but I can't get enough of your manhood. Let me just really use my mouth for a moment while I rub myself. Good. Are you getting closer? Laying me down on my side, positioning yourself behind me. Yes, lift my leg up like that. Expose my flower and shove it inside. Oh, oh yes. Oh, by the goddess, drive yourself deep inside of me. Oh, so good. Slide in and out. Pump into me. And then, spill your seed inside of me. Oh, your lips. Kissing my neck. Oh, it tingles. Oh, sir. Do you like how my tail tickles your chest? Like how your mouth tickles my neck. Will you kiss me? And drive yourself inside. Oh, goddess. That's it. Just go all out. Let me milk you with my flower. I feel a grip around you. Will you buck into me? Oh, Oh, you feel so good. Impaling me on your shaft. Oh, sir. I'm getting close myself. Oh, I need it just as much as you do. So please. Don't stop. Your kisses feel so good. I love them. Oh, you're driving me wild. Oh, I need your seat inside me, sir. Complete the ritual and shoot it all inside me. Let us unite under the eyes of the goddess and create new life. Please, just a little more. So close. Come with me, sir. No, spill your seed inside me. Flow all out and fill me up. So warm inside of me. Those last pumps to get it all out. Oh, I feel so good. Empty yourself completely for me. That was incredible. I can feel you dripping out of me. You filled me up completely. Thank you for committing to the ritual and showing your gratitude to Bastet and her priestess. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. What now? Well, of course, you may leave at any point, whenever you desire. But, sir, if I can be so bold as to ask, how important was your journey, really? Is it that important that you'd really have to go? Would you not rather stay here with us? We could use a temple guardian around here. A strong man such as yourself, devoting himself in the service to Bastet and her temple. And I also have no doubt the other priestesses would love to perform their own rituals with such a blessed individual. So, what do you say?